Malachim Aleph Parak Dalet Pasuk Gimel. So we're going to hustle a little bit because we've got a long list of names coming at us right now. These are the names of the regional commissioners who Shlomo appointed in his incredibly perceptive administration of the country. The ones who are more famous are identified by their own names. The ones who are less famous are often identified by the names of their father, the Radak says. So Ve'ela Shemo Sam, these were the names. Ben Chur, Bahar Ephraim. Ben Chur, the son of Chur, in Mount Ephraim. The mountains of Ephraim, the backbone of the country, as we saw when we learned Sefer Yehoshua. Very fertile, and so Har Ephraim was enough for its own region. Tes Ben Deker B'Mokatz U'B'Sha'alvim. Sha'alvim, famous yeshiva, if you've heard of it. Uveis Shamesh. Ben Deker was in these three places, Mokatz, Sha'alvim, and Beis Shemesh. Those were his region. Ve'elon Beis Hanan. And Elon Beis Hanan, also a place name that fit where he was regionally in charge. Notice Har Ephraim gets only one regional commissioner. Here you get one commissioner for several different cities and towns because it would be approximately equivalent to what Har Ephraim produced. Pasuk Yud Ben Chesed wa Arubos. So Ben Chesed, that's a pretty great name, was in Arubos. Lo Socho v'chol Eretz Chefer. So to him was Socho and all the land of Chefer as his administrative region. And the Chazal do not really get into too much detail about most of these individual entries. Yeralef ben Abinadav, kol nofas dor, ben Aminadav. So ben Aminadav, apparently, here we go. Tofas bas Shlomo, hoysa lo l'isho. He was a son-in-law. He was the chassan of the king because he married the king's daughter, Tofas, and she was his wife. Now, obviously not at the time. Shlomo was something between 13 and 16 years old. He didn't have any children who were of marriageable age, Davar Brunel points out. But later on in life, Ben Aminadav eventually became the king's son-in-law. So he didn't get hired out of nepotism, but maybe his incredible performance in the role endeared him to the king and made him a worthy husband to one of the king's daughters. I have many questions about the king's daughters because if you've got 900 wives in Pilakshim, you've got to have, Lord knows, thousands of offspring, and yet very few of them are ever mentioned directly, and very few of Shlomo's wives or Pilakshim are mentioned by name. Very, very few. And almost none of them who are ever mentioned are originally Jewish. The ones who are mentioned, as we'll see, are all converted women. So there's a lot of questions later on as we'll talk about the king's relationships. Complicated, complicated situation. That many wives and only one Shlomo to go around. Yudbeis, Ba'ano ben Achilud, Tanoch u'Megido. Tanoch and Megido were under the management of Ba'ano ben Achilud. So he gets his full name. Clearly he was well known. V'chol Beis She'on, Asher Eitzel Tzarsana, Mitachas LiYisrael, and as well, all of Beishan that is near Tzartan, from below Yisrael, the Valley of Jezreel, that will come in very importantly later on in Malachim as we get to the 10 tribes. Beishan ad Ovel Mechola, ad Me'ever LiYakme'am. From, as we just said, below Yisrael, from Beishan to Ovel Mechola, until, or as far as being parallel across to Yakma'am. So these were landmarks that presumably made sense in those days. We will see some of them here and there that come up as we go. And so we are arranging boundaries and borders, much like we did in Sefer Yehoshua. Yud Gimel, Ben Gever. So Ben Gever, the son of a man, that's his father was obviously a real manly man, was in Beramos Gilad. Lo Chavos Yair Ben Menashe Asher Bagilad. So his region included the villages Chavos Yair Ben Menashe that were in Gilad. So now we're on Eber LeYarden. Lo Chevel Argov Asher Baboshan. These are very famous place names because we encountered them with Sichon and Og back in the wars in Matos Maaseh. Shishim Arim Gedolo, 60 large cities. That's a big region he had in the Transjordan. Choma Uveriach Nechoshes. All of these 60 great cities had walls and brass bolts for the gates. So that's a pretty impressive area that he is the regional administrator of. A lot of it, again, on the outside, on the Transjordan. I guess you have to watch your pronouns in the Transjordan. Sorry. And brass door locks. And Achinodav, this Pasuk Yedalet, Ben Ido, Machanoima. So over Machanoim was Achinodav Ben Ido. And Tezval Achimaatz Ben Naphtali. Up in the northerly regions of Naphtali was Achimaatz. Gam hu lokach es Basmas Bashlomo Leisha. And he also married into the royal family. He also took Basmas, the daughter of Shlomo, as a wife. So it seems like these regional managers were very much on Shlomo's good side, so much that they got great shidduchim later on when they were looking for wives. And Shlomo was willing to let these men marry into the royal family, showing that it's a meritocracy. It's your abilities as an administrator, not your great yichus or your great political connections that make you worthy of marrying into the royal family. So if Shlomo could marry his daughters to such men, then maybe a working guy isn't so bad. I mean, I'm sure they were also learning guys. But they had a job. You know, go figure. I don't know. We have to go to the seminaries and maybe talk about these psukim and point out some interesting truths about who can make a good husband. Shlomo was the wisest man in the world. Presumably, he picked good son-in-laws. We will wrap it up and continue the list of administrators with Pasuk Tes Zion next time.